Here's an important question. For whom did Christ die? Well, listen as I read John 10 and verse 15. As the Father knoweth me, Christ said, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Can you identify with this people called his sheep? The Son of God laid down his life and died for those people who are specifically designated as his sheep. You can see this also in verse 11 of this chapter and verse 26. The objects of redemption, those for whom Christ laid down his life, a ransom price, are described in Scripture as sheep. They are the sheep of Christ, his special property as the Good Shepherd, and as such they were given to him by his Father from all eternity. And these sheep are represented as being everlastingly distinct from others. Once a sheep, always a sheep. The whole human race is divided into two groups, sheep and goats. In Matthew chapter 25, you'll read, as all nations stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll say to his sheep, enter into the kingdom which has been prepared for you, and to the goats, he sends them away to all eternity. Sheep never become goats, and goats never become sheep. Now, all of us are one or the other, either sheep or goats. Some of the sheep are lost at present, and I hope I'm speaking to some right now. Some are lost, but all are safe because they're his sheep. In time, God will bring them unto himself. Now, some are folded and some are strained, but all are redeemed. They're his sheep. Now, the Word of God tells us certain specific things about these sheep, and I want to just share a few of these with you here. This is what distinguishes the sheep from the goats. First, they're known by Christ. He says, I know my sheep, not merely by his omniscience. In that sense, he knows all men, but he knows his sheep distinctly as his own, in a way that he does not know those who are not his sheep. The Lord Jesus knows them that are his from others. That is just another way of saying Christ loves his sheep. He has knowledge of them, and joined with special love and affection for them, as he has not for others, to whom he will say, the others, depart from me, I never knew you. But also the sheep know the shepherd. We find this in John chapter 10 and verse 4. It says they know his voice. Christ is known by those sheep of his for whom he laid down his life. They all know him in his person, in his offices, and his grace. And whereas there are many who neither know the Father nor the Son, the sheep know the voice of Christ, that is, the gospel of Christ, the joyful sound, whereas the gospel is hid to them that are lost. And those sheep for whom the Good Shepherd laid down his life, once they're called, hearing his voice, they follow the shepherd who died for them.